Newsmax just went public on the New York Stock Exchange and listed on the big board. Millions of Americans like you are joining our news revolution. Reuters Institute says Newsmax is one of the top 12 news brands in America. Even President Trump says it's terrific. 40 million Americans go to Newsmax, and its audience grew 50% since the same time last year. Millions really are making the switch to Newsmax. If you want to be a Newsmax share owner, call your advisor or get more info at NewsmaxInvest.com. Stand with Newsmax today for a strong America. This communication is for informational purposes only and shall not be intended to or shall not constitute any offer to buy or sell securities, nor shall there be any sale of securities in any jurisdiction in which such offer, solicitation, or sale would be unlawful.
Good morning. It's 9:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Baltimore County Public Schools' free breakfast and lunch programs will begin on June 23rd and continue through Friday, August 15th. The school system provides meals to more than 300 programs each summer, including camps, daycare programs, sports teams, and more. The programs must have 25 or more children participating each day, and they must register for the meals to be delivered. Meals will also be available for children at participating Baltimore County Public Library branches. There will also be summer meals to go and free meals for students attending summer school in July. The prosecution and defense have rested their cases in the trial of a teenager charged with killing a classmate inside of Joppatown High School last year. Closing arguments are set for today in the trial of 16-year-old Jalen Prince, who is being tried as an adult for the September 2024 murder of 15-year-old Warren Grant. Stein on sports and the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast next.
Hi, it's Bruce Elliott. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Now, for years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. Now, during the winter weather, it's important to ensure your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling are here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather has changed, and now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Call them today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404 or online, timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carroll's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Now, Gary Stein on sports. Birds had a 3-0 lead at Camden Yards last night, but the Cardinals stormed back with 2 in the 4th and 3 in the 5th, all off left-hander Kate Povich, and the Redbirds prevail 6-4 the final. Baltimore leaving 10 on base and hitting just 3 for 17 with runners in scoring position. After the game, Povich on where it went wrong.
Stop keeping the ball down. I think first 3 innings I did a great job of that, mixing stuff, and then just too many pitches that were high and easy for them to hit.
And then manager Tony Mancelino.
And as we got in that 3rd, 4th inning, it seemed like it didn't quite have the same life to it. Their hitters did a great job laying off some tough pitches.
Povich's ERA now up to 5.29. His record is 1-4. Birds are off today. The White Sox are in town tomorrow for a battle of, unfortunately, the two worst teams in the American League. Ravens head coach John Harbaugh at the mic yesterday in Owings Mills pressed again on the nature of what the team has termed a football decision. That is the release of Justin Tucker.
In the end, it all comes back to what you have to do to get ready for your team to play the first game. And I think if you step back and you take a look at all the issues and all the ramifications, you can understand that we've got to get our football team ready and we've got to have a kicker ready to go.
6th-round pick Tyler Loop and undrafted free agent John Howland competing for the job. Coming up in 30 minutes, Caitlin Clark delivers off the court. And that is Stein on Sports.
Attention small business owners. Imagine cutting your overhead and putting more cash in your pocket. Whether you're a restaurant owner, hairdresser, doctor, lawyer, run a spa, HVAC company, or an electrician, your small business has untapped value. Bank the value of your expertise and spend it on what your personal or business needs. Why pay cash for products and services when you can trade your downtime and excess inventory? Barter Saves works with and helps thousands of local business owners in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and surrounding areas. Visit bartersaves.com today or call 800-9-BARTER and turn what you already have into everything you need.
At 9:06, here's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
For the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're tracking drier conditions for your Thursday, starting off with temperatures in the 50s. We'll definitely be warmer for the afternoon, possibly some pockets of sunshine, highs in the mid to upper 70s. Isolated thunderstorm possibility as we get into Thursday night with more rain on the way Friday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
61 degrees in Essex, 62 in Owings Mills, and 60 in Moncton. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Man, oh, man, oh, man. It's a beautiful day out today, right? Yeah, we can stay that. A little chilly, but it's a beautiful day out. Hopefully your morning started off right. Look, if you're listening to WCBM, you're doing the right thing, okay? Let your boss know. But I do appreciate you guys tuning in to Kim Klasick Live every Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 12 noon. I know you got options, so I'm happy that you're here. We're going to get right into it. I know we did discuss yesterday Ava Moore. If you recall, she is the 18-year-old that was killed by an illegal immigrant. That illegal immigrant was jet skiing recklessly, I should say. And here Ava Moore is. Of course, she was on her way to the Air Force Academy, but she was just kayaking along and unfortunately was hit by that jet ski. Lots of head trauma, but her assailant has been arrested and there are charges. And we are going to talk about it just a bit because I don't know if I quite agree with the charges, but I want you to weigh in on it as well. Also, we will talk a little bit about what you might be willing to do. I know many of you that listen to the show, you are Republicans, you're independents, you're libertarians. Look, you might be with the Green Party. Some of you are Democrats. But I'll go ahead and give you the question of the day because I think this is going to be a pretty big topic here. If you go to WCBM.com, the question is brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. And I know it might not make sense right now, but I want to go ahead and give it to you. But the question is, would you consider switching parties to vote for Ed Hale in the primary? Of course, the options are yes, no, and unsure. Now, we had somebody call yesterday when we were talking about the primary here in Maryland and Governor Wes Moore and the terrible job that he's doing. And we had a caller that said that even though he is a Republican, he was willing to switch party affiliations for the primary to make sure that Governor Wes Moore did not get the votes he needed to win the primary. This has become more of a conversation that I've noticed on Facebook. So I want to have that conversation with you today. Again, go to WCBM.com, take part in our poll, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Would you consider switching parties, if you are not a Democrat already, to vote for Ed Hale in the primary? Yes, no, and unsure. Those are your options there. And like I said, we'll talk about it a little later in the show. You know, I was struck yesterday by a headline that, you know what, nothing really shocks me anymore when it comes to juvenile crime, but this shocked me. This shocked the hell out of me. I gotta be honest with you. Look, I know that sometimes I sound like a broken record, and that's how I feel, because every day that I'm here, we're talking about crime, violence, and of course, we're talking about juvenile crime. And so here we are today, we're talking about juvenile crime, but like I said, I was shocked by this headline because apparently a 16-year-old was arrested in Laurel, yes, Laurel, Maryland, and he had numerous criminal activity, I guess you could say, notes on his record, and a lot of them had to do with car break-ins. And you're probably thinking, okay, how bad could it be? How many? Take a listen.
More than 100 cars hit in a robbery spree in just one night. You're looking at one of them right behind us. And now a 16-year-old is charged in the case. Thank you for joining us. I'm Michelle Marsh.
And I'm Scott Thuman. Today, harsh words from a Maryland police chief who says kids who commit crimes, including this very suspect, are being released without consequences. It's a concern that 7 News has been covering for years now.
Maryland Bureau Chief Brad Bell first reported on this crime spree 3 weeks ago, and now he has the update from Laurel.
It was like this all across Laurel. More than 120 victims waking up May 4th to find their car windows smashed.
My wallet, everything is gone. They took money out of my wallet.
The thieves caught on camera, breaking glass, stealing what they could in Laurel, Howard, Anne Arundel, and Prince George's, hitting, and that number is worth repeating, 121 cars in one night. It took police a couple weeks, but last Friday, Laurel Police Chief Russ Hamill says his detectives found the leader of the group of thieves, the guy driving the stolen car, in those security videos.
We arrested a young man, 16 years of age, and managed to link him to all 121 events throughout the region. A search warrant was served at his home, resulting in the recovery of numerous credit cards, over 20 sets of vehicle keys, and other evidence linking him to these crimes.
But then, because of his age, the suspect was taken before the Department of Juvenile Services intake unit, where police were told to release him immediately. Hamill today speaking out about Maryland's catch and release juvenile policies.
I have little hope there will be further accountability for him due to this broken system. They consider this a lower level crime. I urge them to come to my community meetings and hear how lower level it is. I got one next week.
Now, I took the chief's concerns to a spokesperson for the Department of Juvenile Services. They said what they always say in these matters, that because of confidentiality laws, they're not allowed to discuss juvenile cases. But he did point out that this young person's future will be decided by the courts, not DJS. The chief pointing out that though he has not been linked to these crimes, the night after the 16-year-old was released, there were 17 more car break-ins. In Laurel, Brad Bell, 7 News.
This isn't the first time that we've seen law enforcement leaders frustrated with DJS policies. Last October, 19 sheriffs signed off on a letter demanding the resignation of current DJS Secretary Vincent Schiraldi. The letter focused more on violent crimes, a murder case in Columbia, Maryland, where the suspect allegedly committed the crime after DJS released him with an ankle monitor. Sheriffs from Prince George's, Montgomery, and Charles counties abstained from signing off on the letter.
And there you have it. Yes, 121 cars. This was in just one night, okay? Now, apparently this teenager, the 16-year-old, apparently he has been arrested even before that one night of breaking into all of those cars. But just think about it. He and his little buddies, they did this all within a span of, it looks like, 4 to 4.5 hours. 121 cars. Now, the Laurel Police Chief, Russ Hamill, he said a search warrant at the teen's home led to recovery of numerous stolen items, including nearly 20 sets of car keys, several credit cards, lots of money, and all little, you know, odds and ends. Just little things that I guess he can, little trinkets that he liked out of someone's car. This kid is out of control, is he not? Is he not out of control? And then he gets to the intake center. See, this is what gets me. And I made a comment on social media, I think it was about last week, and it was on my Facebook page. And like I said, I'm trying to engage more with people that comment on the Facebook page because you take the time to comment. But there was this woman who said something because we were talking about juvenile crime. And they know, and I said, they know that they can just get out. They're released the very next day. This woman said to me, she goes, "You really think these teenagers know the laws? You really think that they know they're going to get right out?" Yes, I do, Karen. Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly what happens every single time. You don't think these kids are taken down to the intake center and then they're just released? You don't think this is happening over and over again? You don't think their friends hear about this sitting in the classroom, sitting at school? You don't think their friends hear about this on the street? I don't know. They could be corner boys. You don't think they chat about it? Of course they do. They know they're going home. But see, this just tells you again how ignorant people are. So here this woman is on Facebook saying, "No, I just don't believe that these kids know that they're just going to go home." That's just, it's not. The ignorance. It's here for sure. I also find it incredible that when we have this conversation about juvenile crime, You've got so many Democrat voters, I'll say it, so many Democrat voters that are so willing to point the finger at Vincent Schiraldi, yet they're still hesitating at pointing the finger at Governor Wes Moore. Do they not want to admit to themselves that Vincent Schiraldi, the only reason that he's still there is because Governor Wes Moore hasn't fired him? This all falls on the governor. And so even in that, you heard that news clip there again, that was from Laurel, Maryland 7 News. If you're confused on how why that was different, it was from Laurel, Maryland 7 News. But even then, in that clip, you heard them mention Vincent Schiraldi. You heard them mention, you know, the Department of Juvenile Services. But you did not hear them mention Governor Wes Moore. What is taking them so long to connect the dots? Is it they just, you know, they don't want to say, okay, look, I made a mistake. I voted for this guy. They don't want to say that. Or do they want him to win re-election so bad that they're willing to just say, oh, no, it's just Vincent Schiraldi. That's all it is. They don't want to admit the fact that the guy that they voted for put them in harm's way. I mean, think about that. 121 vehicles in one night. Then they said they released him. And did you hear what they said at the end of that report? 17 more cars were broken into the very next day after they released the kid. Do you think he was responsible? Most likely. Most likely. Now, on top of this, he's 16. Where are his parents? Do you not know that your 16-year-old is out and about from midnight to 4 a.m.? You have no idea? Do you not enter his room ever to see all of those things, those items that he had stolen? The police had to get a search warrant for the mom and dad. Is it the first time you realized that your kid was out of control is when the police showed up with a warrant? Or are you just as ridiculous? Because I'm starting to think that as well. And I know there will be some people that will say, well, some parents, they work around the clock. And some parents, they're not there. I don't want to hear it. I was a latchkey kid. My brothers and I, we were latchkey kids. I think I told the story how I had to take my brother to school every morning. Had to pick him up out of preschool. I was only in second grade. Had to walk us back home. I had to make sure we had our after-school snack. Had to make sure that he wasn't jumping off the furniture. Right? I had to get my little bit of homework done. Like, we were latchkey kids. Guess what? We weren't out breaking into cars. Never happened. This is on the parents. Full stop. Your kid is in and out of the house, robbing people. Now, I do wonder, does this 16-year-old, it doesn't say that they were able to confiscate a gun, but I do wonder, does this kid have no fear whatsoever? None at all? You're breaking into all these cars up and down the street? You don't think somebody's going to come outside with a baseball bat? You don't think somebody's going to come outside with a knife or possibly a gun? Really, kid? I know a couple people that would. I know a couple people in my neighborhood, you're going up and down the street, you're breaking into cars, they're coming outside with a bat. You can try it. You can try. If you guys want to weigh in on this, of course you can. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. I see the text line is blowing up here. Read your text right when we get back. I also just wanted to note, there's lots of comments on the story itself. Of course, there are some people saying, this is a comment here, hold him personally responsible for all the damages. I'm assuming it could go from anywhere between $50,000 to $100,000. Of course, he won't have the ability to pay that back, so put liens on him. Any income that he receives should go to the victim compensation fund. Disqualify him from any current future state support upon conviction. You know what I would love to see? I would love to see his parents spend some time behind bars. And then when they get out, I would love for their wages to be garnished and pay some restitution. That's what I would love to see. That's the only way you're going to wake these parents up, is if it hurts them specifically. I don't think just holding the 16-year-old accountable, I don't think that's enough. I don't. At this point, I don't think it's enough. You are responsible for your children. And if you can't live up to that responsibility, then you're going to have to pay the price. Now, I understand that there are kids that get out of control. I understand there are parents out there that says, hey, I want some help with my kid. Trying to do this, trying to do that. I get it. But if you're looking at this kid's criminal record, there's no way that mother or father even tried. They didn't even try. All right, coming up next, like I said, if you want to weigh in, you can. 410-WCBM-680. That's 410-922-6680. And I want to talk a little bit about, you know, not just Vincent Schiraldi, but what Wes Moore's chances are here for re-election. Because this is how we're going to end up getting into this Ed Hale question of the day. Because it's not just the crime and violence. It's also the economy. It's the energy prices. There's a lot here. We'll discuss all that more coming up next.
Hello, I am Italo Liberatore, owner and operator of Liberatore's Ristorante of Bel Air, inviting you to come and see us again and try some of our everyday and weekend specials made by our new chef, Cody. You love the new touch and the creation he brings to our dishes. Makes me hungry just thinking about it. See you soon. Visit us at the Liberatore's of Bel Air and online at Liberatore's.com. Liberatore's.com.
Pay a visit to Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville, and you'll find in their beautiful showroom a tremendous selection of appliances from refrigerators to outdoor kitchens and grills. And Jarvis has an extensive delivery and servicing area throughout Maryland as well as southern Pennsylvania. Remember, if it cools, freezes, washes, dries, or bakes, sizzles, or air fries, you'll find it all at Jarvis. Go to JarvisAppliance.com. It's JarvisAppliance.com. Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville.
The excitement of Orioles season is here. Get updates, information, and commentary from Stan the Fan Charles and others at PressBoxOnline.com. PressBox Sports, your source for Orioles, Ravens, college, and high school sports. Go to PressBoxOnline.com.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show, to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
The Sean Hannity Show.
CEO of Zillow has just said that if illegal immigrants have to go back home, that will ease the housing shortage in the country and lower prices and make it more affordable. Donald Trump can get the economy in a better spot and interest rates go down. That's going to make a home more affordable. This is what we've sadly taken as a new normal. It doesn't have to be this way.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 3 to 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. Look, I wish I could tell you that we're talking about something else right now, but we're not. We're still talking about juvenile crime. A 16-year-old was linked to 121 car break-ins in just one night over a four-hour period. And in that one night, I guess he did have some help. There were a couple friends of his that were out there with him. But 121 cars in one night. He then was taken down, of course, to the intake center for DJS. And what do you think happened next? They released him. They said, go ahead, take him back home. To where clearly he has zero guidance. No one's responsible for him whatsoever. I mean, at this point, I would think that maybe he's, you know, homeless, living in a shelter or in an orphan. Do you have parents? Really? There's no way. Of course, I wanted you guys to weigh in on this. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. And I will say, if we're hearing about this one kid, remember this. We're hearing about this one kid because it happened in Laurel, right? Laurel, Maryland. How many kids like this do you believe are in either Baltimore City, Baltimore County, Howard County, all of these counties where they don't want to talk about the juvenile crime, they want to act like it's not happening, you know, all of these counties where it's like a sanctuary city for juvenile criminals? I guarantee you there are more than just a 16-year-old that has about 100, you know, to 200 cars under their belt at this point. Again, we only know about it because in Laurel, they've had enough. I got my friend Romaine in Baltimore. Romaine, what's going on out here?
Hey, Kim, how you doing? It's no one to blame but these criminal-minded politicians. Wes Moore, Brandon Scott, Schiraldi, all of those who don't, all they do is side with the criminals.
Yeah.
They're calling it low-level crime, but I tell you what, I see the handwriting on the wall, Kim, and people are going to start taking matters into their own hands and blowing these kids away. So I hope their parents got their life insurance policies paid up or their little GoFundMe page ready.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, it's low level. It's going to be them lowering their children in the grave. Enough is enough.
Yeah, yeah. Well, wait, let me ask you this.
More and all of them need to go. All of them need to resign.
Oh, yeah. Romaine, let me ask you, do you think this kid's parents should be held responsible, whether it's time or whether financially?
Well, see, I always had mixed feelings about that. I don't think you can actually, you know, put it on the parents, you know, because okay. a lot of these parents do work and trying their best with these kids. But like I said, it's the system. They know ain't nothing going to happen to them. They're not going to be held accountable, so they're going to go and do it anyway.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Robay, thank you so much for weighing in. I hope you have a great weekend.
You too.
Thank you. See, this might be the first time Romaine and I disagree on this part, because I do think, with a record like that, I think the parent absolutely knows. There's no way. There's no way. And this is another thing, and I think we've talked about this before, because I used to get mad at my mom, because she would actually go into my room every once in a while, like, go through all my stuff. And, of course, you know, here I am, like a little teenager. This is my room. I bought this with my own money. I work at McDonald's. What are you doing? And so my mom, she would always say, Kim, I have to make sure. She said, I'm going to go through all of your rooms whenever I feel like it. And by the way, this is my house. But she said, I have to make sure that you guys aren't doing stupid stuff. So are parents not doing that anymore? Is that not a thing? Olivia's 8 years old. I go through Olivia's stuff. Now, Olivia, she's, you know, she's got her stuffed animal Jesus. She's in Catholic school. I don't think she's going to be doing anything wrong, but I got to make sure. She is my responsibility. If she's screwing up, then I'm screwing up. I wonder, are parents really parenting? What is going on? I got Rick in Lutherville. Rick, what's going on?
Well, Kim, the parents of this 16-year-old, they might be on the take also.
Could be.
Kid might be selling the stuff out on the street and giving the parents some of the money.
Could be, with all those credit cards in his bedroom. Could be.
Right, but what I wanted to say and what I told your call screener was I think there's a real easy fix, and this is what I would do. All the police departments statewide should draft one letter, send it to Governor Moore, and say this is the deadline, whether it be July 1st, August 1st, you know, pick your favorite date. And say, if you don't straighten this out and change the laws to favor law enforcement, we're not going to strike. We're all going to quit on the same day.
Oof. You know what? I bet the FOP, the union should probably put that together. I agree with you. Have them all just kind of stand down. That's a great idea, Rick. Thank you so much. I hope you have a great weekend.
All right, you too. Thank you.
Thank you. You know what, FOP, you listening? Look, that's an idea. I know the police are sick of this, too. They're tired of arresting these kids over and over again. And then being their Uber driver, right? Taking them down to DJS, they get to intake. Then they say, oh, officer, can you take them home? Right? It's like, what are we doing here? I'm sure the police would love that idea. All right, if you want to weigh in, you can. Coming up next, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Governor Wes Moore is going to have a lot more headaches than just this. We'll discuss.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The man who spearheaded President Trump's war on government waste, fraud, and abuse is moving on. Elon Musk headed the Trump Department of Government Efficiency. Now he's going back to overseeing his business empire. The president's attempt to level the playing field with America's trading partners has been dealt a legal setback. A federal court has blocked the Trump tariffs. The administration is appealing. Some Chinese nationals studying in the U.S. may want to start packing their bags. Secretary of State Rubio says their backgrounds will be closely scrutinized in a bid to get rid of Chinese spies. Israel planning to authorize 22 Jewish settlements in the West Bank to include new settlements as well as those already built without government authorization. On Wall Street, just ahead of the opening bell, Dow futures up 125 points. More details, srnnews.com.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
O's and Cardinals last night in the rain at Camden Yards. Birds had leads of 3-0 and 4-2, but it unraveled in the fifth.
Swing, fly ball, hit well toward right, at the track, at the wall. That baby's gone. Brendan Donovan, you are the father of Mr. Povich. Cardinals take the lead. It's 5-4.
Call courtesy of FanDuel Sports Network in St. Louis. Donovan's shot off Kate Povich would be the difference, and the red-hot Red Birds would tack on another for a 6-4 win over Baltimore. Ravens tight end Mark Andrews on the comeback trail at the mic yesterday in Owings Mills, addressing his critical drop in the Buffalo playoff game.
This is my life. I put a lot of work into this, and you know, everything I do is kind of focused on that. Everything I think about is focused on that. And so, you know, it wasn't the way that I'd planned it. And, you know, but that's all part of the story. Been using it, and I've had an incredible offseason. And I'm excited to show what I can continue to do and continue to prove myself and step up in big moments.
And finally, great video on YouTube this morning of Caitlin Clark making herself available and signing hundreds of autographs for young girls last night at the CFG Bank Arena before the game. But once the game started, there was no Caitlin Clark. The league's marquee draw sitting out with a quad injury. The Mystics taking advantage. They beat the Fever 83-79. Coming up in 30 minutes, the emergence of Jackson Holiday. And that is Stein on Sports.
Attention small business owners. Imagine cutting your overhead and putting more cash in your pocket. Whether you're a restaurant owner, hairdresser, doctor, lawyer, run a spa, HVAC company, or an electrician, your small business has untapped value. Bank the value of your expertise and spend it on what your personal or business needs. Why pay cash for products and services when you can trade your downtime and excess inventory? Barter Saves works with and helps thousands of local business owners in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and surrounding areas. Visit BarterSaves.com today or call 800-9-BARTER and turn what you already have into everything you need.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers, taking you into your Thursday. We'll start off with temperatures in the 50s and 60s as we head toward the afternoon. Warmer conditions, maybe even some sunshine as we get later into the day. Highs back into the mid to upper 70s, a lot closer to average for this time of year. Tracking the potential for a few isolated thunderstorms as we head into your Thursday evening. More rain on the way Friday, but then we dry out and we warm up next week. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
On WhatsApp, your personal messages stay private. So things like those selfies from last weekend's party stay between you and your bestie. Because on WhatsApp, your personal messages are yours. No one else can see or hear them, not even us. WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store, and nice weather has finally arrived. That means it's time for flip-flops, sandals, and sneakers. But for some people, it's the season for painful feet. To avoid foot pain, we recommend the right arch supports in your shoes. This is where the Good Feet Store comes in. Don't cut corners with your feet this summer or during any season. Our patented three-step arch support system has helped countless people find relief. Here's another customer sharing their Good Feet story.
After I decided my pain was too much, and my doctor actually suggested that I do visit the Good Feet store. Pretty amazing when they put the arch supports in your shoe and you realize there's not pain, and you think, how can this arch support in my shoe make my back pain go away? But it works. It was incredible.
The Good Feet store is in Annapolis, Columbia, Hunt Valley, and in White Marsh, with other locations across greater DC and Baltimore. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today. Or just stop by.
If you love Wendy's classic chocolate and vanilla frosty flavors, they have some big news for you, announcing all new Frosty Swirl and Frosty Fusion flavors. So it's the same creamy treat you've always loved, now with a flavor refresh. A refresh on a classic at participating U.S. Wendy's.
From Dundalk to the Boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, we're talking about, the usual juvenile crime, but this time it's gotten even worse. And like I said before, I think, you know, we found out about this 16-year-old linked to 121 car break-ins in Laurel, Maryland in just one night. Again, in just one night. But we found out about this kid because it was Laurel, Maryland. I don't think if this kid was detained and then released and then taken to the intake center, if this happened in Baltimore City, Baltimore County, Howard County, I don't think we would know about this. I don't think we would know. I think the police chief there in Laurel, Maryland, has had enough. And we were talking about what the consequences should be. And, of course, we were talking about Governor Wes Moore and Vincent Schiraldi. But I'm done talking about Vincent Schiraldi. Schiraldi, sure, he's there. But it's Governor Wes Moore who's got to go. This guy is allowing this to occur time and time and time again. And then he has the nerve to say nothing about it. You go to his social media pages, and he's posted videos talking about all these tax cuts that he saved us. Really? Still haven't seen that either. And so this is where we are with this. Now, there are 23 counties in the state of Maryland, in case you didn't know. I know many of you probably already knew that, but all 23 counties have their own state's attorneys, and many of them are coming together to say enough is enough. I know we had a caller just a moment ago, and Rick, thank you for calling in, and he was saying, hey, what if the police got together and said, look, you've got until such and such date to get rid of Schiraldi and to fix this mess, or we're stepping down. Look, I hope the FOP is listening. I would love to see that. Again, if you want to weigh in on this, you can. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. I've got Priscilla and Hampstead. Priscilla, what say you on this?
Hi, Kim. It's Priscilla. You're actually hearing my voice instead of a text.
Yeah.
Yes. I was a special educator in Annapolis, Anne Arundel County, and just about how children are, the parents need to go home and take a look at themselves in the mirror. When I had a student for 2 weeks who was so disrespectful to me, I finally called his mother. And her response on the phone to me was, what do you want me to do about it? He's like that at home.
Wow.
So, okay?
Yeah.
And then the principal at that school was fired because he was arrested for pulling a gun out on his girlfriend because he thought she stole his phone.
Oh, my goodness.
Phoenix Academy. He was also an adjunct professor at Morgan. Okay?
Wow.
This is what's going on. And if people don't start looking at this stuff and realizing it, it's just going to get worse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. See,
I've been in education for 19 years.
Yeah. Well, first I'll say thank you for your service because that's not easy. But this is another situation. I think some people are starting to talk about this. They're saying, you know, the village. Remember when you used to say it takes a village? Now people are talking about how the village itself is so corrupt that the village really isn't doing a phenomenal job raising these kids either. So I think kids are being failed. And as you put right here on the show, kids are being failed on almost every level at this point.
Yes.
Yeah.
And social media.
Oh, yeah.
Affecting them grossly affecting.
Yeah, yeah.
It's sad. The year after going back after COVID, you wouldn't believe it. Those kids, oh, my gosh, awful.
I can't even imagine.
When I started with special education at Delaney High School, they actually had, for the autistic students, they had something, we had a half an hour about social, how to act right in your social situation.
Okay.
They need to instate that with every level of high school students.
Yeah, sounds like it. It sounds like it. Well, thank you so much for weighing in. I hope you have a great weekend.
Thank you, Kim.
Thank you. And yeah, you know, Priscilla, she texts all the time. She had to call in for that one, and I appreciate it. And I would say yes. I mean, this is another thing we talk about, right? A lot of these kids come from very uncivilized homes, neighborhoods, situations in general. And then we try to put them in a civilized scenario, whether it's in a classroom, whether it's, you know, anywhere, an after-school program or some of these rec centers. Some of these kids, they're not civilized. Some of these kids have no business being around other kids that are civilized, that do have manners, that know not to steal from somebody or, you know, these other things. And I'm not saying that these kids don't know it. They know it, of course. They know that it's wrong. But if they've never had any consequences and nobody's ever cared, then they're going to continue to act very uncivilized. And then they poison the whole bunch, right? I mean, how many times have we seen that? I think a lot of what we see in Baltimore County, especially like in the Essex area, like where I am in Middle River, It's like you've got some of these people that move in from areas where clearly they couldn't have cared less about their neighborhood. So they move in, they're throwing trash everywhere, their kids are acting a fool, they're out all night, you know, they're blasting music at, you know, midnight or 1 a.m. on a Tuesday. And it's just like, dude, where did you come from where this is okay? This is not okay. And then, you know, we've gotten to a point where people are afraid to say anything or they're afraid to call the cops on these people. I'm not. I'll tell you right now. I've told you before. If you are my neighbor, if I can hear your music and it is 1 a.m. on a Tuesday, I'm calling the cops, okay? I'm calling them. I don't care. This is ridiculous. You should know better. But some people just are fine with being uncivilized. You know what? There was a few weeks ago, there were these kids outside. It's not my neighborhood, actually. The people moving in, it has gotten a bit better, believe it or not. But there was a couple blocks down, and I talked to Olivia about it because we faintly heard the music. And we had drove past this like house party earlier that evening. And I was like, wow, that must be the same house party that we drove by earlier. And it was pretty late at night. And I was thinking to myself, like, you know, how selfish or self-centered or, you know, who do you have to be to continue to blast music at 11:30 at night on like a Thursday? Like, you know what I mean? Like, who does things like this? And these are adults, but they also have kids there. And the kids are playing around. They're on scooters riding around the neighborhood. It's like 11 o'clock at night. Like, get your kids. What are you doing? Oh, it's terrible. It is. I got Rick on the Beltway. Rick, did you want to weigh in?
Yeah. When I was coming up and my brother got in trouble, my mom said, keep him. Juvenile hall.
Yeah.
Forestry camp, whatever. She said, keep him.
Yeah.
And parents don't do that anymore. If they did that, these kids wouldn't be doing this.
Yeah. You know what?
It'd be like, hey, there's consequences to my actions.
Right. I just thought about something. I wonder, Rick, and maybe you know, but I wonder, when they take these kids home, I wonder, does a parent have to actually answer the door, or do you think they're just dropping them off?
I have no clue. Thankfully, I don't have kids to go through that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if I did, they'd be in their 30s by now, so.
Right. Right. Well, Rick, I appreciate you because, yeah, parents today are not, you know, the parents that we had, for sure.
And yeah. Remember, Beretta said, I'm sorry, I needed a coffee. He said, don't do the crime if you can't do the time.
Yep. That's absolutely right. And it's still true today. Rick, thank you so much. I hope you have a great weekend.
You too. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, it really is. It's different today. And this is why I said, I guess this is why I want parents to be held accountable. And there are many parents that are very young. I think we've pointed out before, there's a lot of kids having kids. And I would guarantee you some of these parents probably or most likely believe they're on the same level as some of their teenage kids, which is another sad, pathetic reality here. Whatever I see online, whether it's that page, Murder, Inc., I think we've talked about this before, where they'll show like some of the teenagers that are arrested or a teenager that was unfortunately killed. A lot of times in the comment section, you'll see family members, sometimes the mom or, you know, cousin or aunt or what have you. And they'll say, oh, my baby, I can't believe you're on this page. I can't believe this happened to you, blase, blase. So then usually, you know, they're there, and of course it tags their page after they comment. So I'm one of those people, I'm nosy, right? I'm real nosy. So I usually click on the parent's page because I kind of want to see, what was the environment like for this kid? This kid's now dead at 15. What was the environment like? And so I'll click on the parent's page, and usually it's, you know, a mom that's like, you know, twerking, shaking her behind in front of the camera or wearing the most inappropriate clothes you could possibly imagine within pictures with their kids. It's not like they went out that night. They're in pictures with the kids. And you're just like, wow, that's a family photo, is it? All right. Well, you know, and it's interesting because you can kind of see that the parent is really more about the parent's social life rather than raising that child. And you can see it just by looking at whether it's their Instagram page or what have you. And obviously, you know, some people might just only post, you know, when they're having fun, right, on social media. Not everybody wants to post everything about their personal lives. I get that. But you can kind of paint the picture in your head by what is posted. You can kind of see it. And it's like, wow, I most likely believe that this kid probably wasn't getting the attention that they felt like they needed at home. And so they were doing whatever it was on the streets. And I think that's another sad reality here. I did talk about the question of the day, in case you missed it. It's at WCBM.com, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Very simple question here. Would you consider switching parties, if you are a Republican, Libertarian, or Independent, switching parties to vote for Ed Hale in the gubernatorial primary? Now, of course, you could always switch back. Or if you are a Democrat, are you going to be voting for Ed Hale? I would love to know. I do have some text here. Kathy says, Kathy from Essex, she goes, Kim, yes, I would switch parties to get no more out. My husband and I have already discussed it. And again, that's Kathy in Essex. Kathy, so this is why I'm bringing the question to you as well. If you look on Facebook nowadays, whether it's under like a Baltimore Sun or Baltimore Banner article talking about Governor Westmore or Ed Hale or anybody else, when you look at some of these posts and the comments, I see where people are saying, look, I would switch parties just to vote him out to make sure Westmore doesn't win the primary. And I'm thinking at this point, this is probably a pretty solid idea. It's a pretty solid idea. Because otherwise, I don't think we could survive another, how many years is Governor Moore there? Can we really survive? Is it 2 years? Every 2 years we vote for the governor? No, I don't even know. Can we really survive? I don't know if we can. He's not business friendly. Crime and violence is out of control. He doesn't want to deal with any of it. We're getting more taxes, more fees. I mean, I'm still waiting for him to acknowledge. You know what? I guess that really did upset me. He didn't even acknowledge the woman, Bonnie Griffith, in Howard County, that was killed, unfortunately hit by the stolen vehicle by juveniles. He didn't really even truly acknowledge it. And that was right before Mother's Day and right before Preakness. And of course, he's got all his, you know, Mother's Day and Preakness post up. And it's like, dude, you have blood on your hands, and I don't think you realize it. Or maybe you just don't care. There's got to be something else here. I've got Linda in Pasadena. Linda, do you want to weigh in? Hey, Linda. All right, Linda cannot hold on. Linda, if you want to come call back, you absolutely can. Let's take a look at some of these text messages coming in. Again, in case you're just joining us, we were talking about this because a juvenile was arrested in Laurel, Maryland, and apparently he broke into 121 vehicles within 4 hours one night. And so, of course, this is sparking lots of conversation. And as I said before, the only reason we know about this kid and his record and what he did that night, I think, is because of the Laurel police chief. I think this is happening in other counties, and I think that they are just not being upfront about it. I really do. Let's see. I've got Marty says here. Hold on. This one is it's getting moved down here. All right. Switching parties helped keep the Soros-backed candidate Robbie Leonard out of the state's attorney's office in Baltimore County. Not to mention Ed Hale is better than any Republican that I've seen so far. Republicans are talking about recycling Hogan. That will result in the same outcome as the Senate race. Now, I know, Marty, you heard Don Myrick on the show. You weren't too exact happy with some of his answers to some of the questions. But I do. I like Don Myrick. I do. I think he's solid. And I do believe that a lot of what happened in Baltimore County, in case you guys missed that, Robbie Leonard was truly progressive. He's a very progressive guy. He did run for state's attorney against Scott Schellenberger this last cycle in Baltimore County. Now, some people were afraid that Robbie Leonard might actually win the race. So you did have a lot of people that made sure that they voted in that Democrat primary to keep Robbie out. Because a lot of people, of course, were thinking, all right, we're not going to get a Republican state's attorney in Baltimore County. Way too tough. Not going to happen. And so, yes, they did the same thing to keep Robbie Leonard out. And you're correct, Marty, it was successful. Let's see, William says, when one of these kids, quote unquote, is killed while committing a crime, pressure will be brought to effect change. But it won't be the change that fixes the problem. Political currency is more valuable than victims' lives. Yep, I agree with you. I agree with you, William. We'll discuss more when we get back.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Well, we also need to remember Crimea was annexed under Obama and Biden in 2014. Crimea is not going to be on the table for Ukraine. I don't think they expect it to be on the table. The Donbas region, which has been in contention and part of the territorial ambitions of Putin, you know, that's 80% Russian national. That's probably gone too. And maybe other parts. However, you know, the only, and this is when President Trump said, you don't have any cards to play. Europe has not shown a willingness to step up and protect Ukraine and provide the weaponry that they would need to actually win this war.
Check out the Sean Hannity Radio Show later today, right here.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Attention retirement savers. J.P. Morgan predicts a 2025 recession as tariffs rattle markets. According to Forbes, 2025 recession risks just increased significantly. And Ray Dalio warns of a more serious global breakdown. That's why thousands of hardworking Americans are turning to the award-winning precious metals company, Goldco. Right now, Goldco is offering you a free 2025 gold and silver kit. Plus, you could get unlimited bonus silver if you qualify. Visit HannityGold.com or call 855-815-GOLD to find out how you can help diversify your savings tax and penalty-free today. Help protect what you've worked so hard for before it's too late. Visit HannityGold.com or call 855-815-GOLD. That's HannityGold.com or call 855-815-GOLD.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, let's talk ED because millions of men experience it, but not everyone can access or afford treatments like Viagra. Well, Hims can help. Through Hims.com, you can get a full range of treatment options for ED, including daily or as-needed meds through a 100% online process. It all starts with an online intake form. Get started at hims.com/joy. And from there, a medical provider licensed in your state will determine if ED treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is shipped to you for free. Find the ED treatment that fits your needs with options up to 95% less than the brand names. Millions of men experience ED, but Hims can help. To start your free online visit and save up to 95%, go to hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit. hims.com/joy.
This is Pastor Dave Lewis at a Cobb Hill Bible Presbyterian Church with a moment of truth. The biggest issue I have with the climate change mantra is that it isn't biblical. Some environmentalists and some scientists and almost all left-wing politicians, not to mention academia, the media, and Hollywood, are saying that the world as we know it is in danger of being destroyed. Well, they got that part right. The Bible is clear that this big ball of mud will one day go up in smoke. But it's the reason that the progressives are given for why that will happen that I disagree with. It won't be because of pollution caused by the fossil fuel industry. No, that's just one of the big lies which the left has used to take away our freedoms in America and control our every move. The real reason planet Earth will one day be destroyed is because of sin, mankind's sin. Whereas God promised Noah that he would never again destroy the earth and all living things by water, he did tell us through the Apostle Peter that the earth would be destroyed by fire. God is long-suffering, but he will not be mocked, and sin will be dealt with. He that has an ear, let him hear it. This is Pastor David Lewis at a moment of truth.
Hear the news, then talk about it at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day. Breaking news, stimulating talk, only on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
All right. Good morning. Happy Thursday to you. We're wrapping up this conversation here about the 60-year-old that was linked to 121 car break-ins in just one night in Laurel, Maryland. And the Laurel police chief, he raised the alarm. And like I said before, plenty of times, had this kid been caught in Baltimore City or Baltimore County, I don't think we would know that he had the 121 break-ins in one night. Susan says, good morning, Kim. The parents absolutely know that their kids are up to no good. Because I did ask earlier, I was like, you know, when the chief showed up with the warrant to search the kid's room and found all the credit cards and the car keys, I mean, there's no way the parent at that point could be blindsided. And if so, shame on you. Shame on you. Fred from Jacksonville in the text line says, dear Kim, these rotten little you-know-whats are robbing people with no consequences, but there is an option. The law-abiding citizens should arm themselves with the burner guns that are non-lethal with the tear gas pellets. When they get caught, a crime victim can shoot the little you-know-what. And those pellets really hurt very much, but they're not lethal. Yeah, Fred, thank you, Fred, for weighing in here. I've seen those pellet guns. I think I've seen a couple of them even on Amazon. Not very expensive, but that is one thing that they could do. Of course, there's more people weighing in on parental accountability. Craig in Harford County says, dear Kim, if you think the League at Maryland legislator who was soft on juvenile criminals will suddenly go after the parents, you are living in a fantasy world. Until the likes of Senators Jill Carter and Delegate Clippinger are gone, so is our state. Again, Craig in Harford County. Craig, you're probably right about that. I know that State Attorney Ivan Bates wanted to do more in holding the parents accountable, but doesn't look like it's been so successful thus far. I know with that shooting outside of Carver, he was able to hold those parents accountable, but that's because they were there and they supplied the kid with the gun. So he was able to get them on that. But all right, coming up next, we'll wrap up this conversation. Then we're going to talk about ICE and the illegal immigrants also committing crimes in Maryland.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate.